Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of love. Sing it again. Kayla, sing it down low for him.
We got another special guest in the studio, which is one of our other sisters, and we are going to continue on our subject of bouncing back from the bees. And we have been talking about the prior month, because the whole month of March is Women's History. It's a National Women's History Month. And so we've just been trying to focus on the bees in life. And there's a whole lot of bees when we thought about it. You know, we just got so many bees that we could bounce back from that's keeping us stagnant, that's keeping us bound, you know, bound in bondage. So before we go on, what I'm going to do, Minister LaDon, you think I should do the introduction once we come back from our short commercial?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said, do you think we should introduce our special guest when we come back from our commercial or before?
You know what, before, because I want to share with everybody, I'm not in the studio with Denise like I usually am. I had some emergencies at home, but luckily I have the sisters that I have, because that is why our special guest is with us this evening. She was so willing to just jump into place and make herself available so that we could still continue to bring you Woman to Woman. So please, please, please do introduce her. I'm so thankful and grateful and just humbled that she's here.
Well, I'm introducing to some and presenting to others, because many may know her. Coach Zipporah, are you in the studio?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am plugged in. I'm so happy to be here to be with Woman to Woman tonight. I'll be tuning in, but now I'm on the panel, so I'm excited about what you have for tonight's show.
Well, we are excited to have you, and as Minister LaDon was saying, we are We thank God for you that you were willing to step in this, this is a perfect example of what sisterhood is about. And I know I have some other sisters listening in online tonight, and I just want to let you know, if you have not been told today that you are loved and appreciated, I thank God for my sisters. I really say that because woman to woman is a reflection of what myself and Minister LaDon have been through in our adulthood as far as women. We went through the phase of life where, you know, of the backstabbing and the backbiting and the two, you know, women trying to, you know, all the stuff that come, the women going with the, trying to take them husbands. And we've been through that. And that's one of the neat things about when you go through stuff, that who you become after you go through it. If you go through it, who you become, who is awesome.
Yes.
We wouldn't be able to do this had we not been through some fire.
Right.
You know?
And know what really matters. What really matters.
Exactly. So we just thank God for our sisters and the relationship that God is bringing in this phase of our life. You know, as we get older, we see the importance of women being able to coexist, being able to relate, being able to encourage and empower one another. And so with that being said, we have a great discussion tonight for you. We're going to be talking about broke, bankruptcy, bad credit, bad investment, and bad attitudes. Hallelujah. But what we want to do before we go any further, one of our other sisters just dropped this, and I listened to it, and I enjoyed it. And so I want to take the time we're going to play that tonight. It's going to be the debut. We're basically debuting her single, and it's called Diamond Glass Girl. And the artist of that is none other than Miss Lovely Dupree. And we're going to play that right now. Lovely was actually on one of our shows last week, and she was talking about her single that just dropped and everything that they're doing from the video and everything about her single. So we're going to just play that to debut it. If you like it, you could actually purchase it. It's only $1.99, so any support is great. It's on cdbaby.com. And, again, her name is Lovely, L-O-V-E, capital L-E-I-G-H, Lovely Dupree, last name D-U-P-R-E-E. And the name of the single is Diamond Glass Girl. And we're going to play this. This is about it's about 3 minutes long, and as soon as this song is over or the CD, the spoken word is over, we will, the next voice you hear will be Minister LaDon and myself and our special guest, Coach Zipporah.
Glass girl looking through the window, a mirror of madness. What you are searching for is a reflection of gladness. You desire hope and serenity instead of falling apart infinitely. Personified sadness camouflaged by radness. Keep your chin up. Sip demurely from your cup. Hold your head high. Cross your leg at the thigh. Pull your shoulders back. Don't you slip, slack, or fall back into the black, because it's a waste of time. A mime to someone else's rhyme. So live your life. Even if you are someone's wife, guard yourself from the knife. Reject the strife without poison process. There is pain but progress. You don't have to regress or suppress your feelings. You've learned to count to 10 and stare at ceilings, only to see that old, familiar, opaque, and unbreakable dome. It has caused your mind to roar and to roam. Your heart has been torn. Your soul is forlorn. Is it over, you ask? What an unbearable task. Your emotions scream. You feel as if someone has ripped the last seam. One day at a time, walk away from the slime. Consistency is key. That's what they tell me. You hear the clock ticking. begin clicking. The principles are sticking. Keep taking steps and pulling others as you climb. Yes, 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 it is your time. Accept who you are, a real woman conquering her addictions and fears. No longer are you in arrears. You are not a glass girl broken into tiny, sharp, edgy fragments, left in a heap with all her laments, but a whole woman, a diamond with uncountable facets, carved with care by the master's lancet, exhibiting rainbow hues, bearing good news, loving yourself and others, saving sisters, helping brothers, comprehending feelings, bringing healing, binding up the brokenhearted. Remember, that is why and how this movement got started. So, look around, alias Glass Girl, because today it is a whole new world.
Diamond glass girl, you are not broken into a thousand fragments. Wow. Well, we are going to move forward again. That was Miss Lovely Dupree, and that is entitled Diamond Glass Girl, that could be purchased on CDBaby.com. It's only $1.99 to purchase it, so please feel free to purchase that. She would love the support. Let me just check something real quick before we go into our show for tonight. We have a caller that's already pressed one, and I just want to verify if there was a question or if that one was pressed by accident. Caller, area code 818.
Hello?
Hi. You dialed.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm actually on. I'm so nervous right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you're okay. We're going to put you back on. I didn't know if you had a question. So all you have to do is dial one on your dial pad, and what that will do is put you back into the listening audience.
Oh, no. I have a question. I was perusing through, you know, the self-help area of Blog Talk Radio, and honestly, here, I'm just going to give you a little bit of backstory. I'm a homosexual. I am gay. And I align more with a female, okay? So I was wondering if I can get some womanly advice on this.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anybody, is there anyone that's part of our team that would not mind speaking with this gentleman in the green room? Coach Adams, are you available? Uh-oh, bear with me here. Let me just 1 second. Let's see what we could get for you.
Oh, okay.
Adam, are you available to speak with this gentleman?
Absolutely, Coach Denise. It would be my pleasure. I was just texting you.
Okay, I'm going to take you guys into the green room.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, well, we're going to continue on with the show. Look at God. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Isn't he faithful, lady?
Yes, he
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're believing and standing in the gap with Coach Shania, that the Holy Spirit would just use her to minister to this young man, prayerfully minister salvation. So anyway, we're going to move forward with our show, and we're going to, Minister LeDon, of course, is in the house. For those that's just now starting to listen in, she is not in the studio on today, but she is in the studio. Hallelujah. So we're going to move forward, and let's just start off with broke. You know, that might not be, that's a word we say we don't like to use that word, but we hear people using it all the time. And so where do we want to go? Who got, what do we want to talk to our audience about broke, bankrupty, bad credit, bad investments, and bad attitude.
You know, I really like that that word because it speaks to so many different areas of our life. It doesn't have to be in a. It doesn't have to be only descriptive of currency. It can be describing you spiritually. It can be describing you emotionally. It can be describing you mentally, physically. There's just so many different places to go with that topic. But when I think of broke, I think of myself, I do think of both spiritually broke and financially broke. So one of the things for me that I would say when I'm as we break open this subject is, like you said, Coach D, not a lot of people like to use the term broke. They don't like to speak that over their finances. We're going to talk about finances first. And I'm one of those people where I don't believe in speaking broke over finances because, first and foremost, God is a God of more than enough. His word says that mm-hmm. he's sufficient and that he will give us all things. But we need to know how to be good stewards and manage what he has given us. And so that would be my the way that I would like to bring that subject, you know, break open that subject is that we need to make sure that we're managing what we do have, that we're not overextending. You know, a lot of people don't have money coming in that's not enough to cover what they the expenses that they have going out. And I find that in today's world, we're so busy trying to give the impression of having more. This world right now is about more, 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 that we begin to be unhappy with what we do have. And so we do tend to mismanage, or some people do tend to mismanage what they do have. And I think if we learn how to be happy with what we have first and foremost, then the more automatically comes because you start taking care of what you have. You learn how to, again, to manage it properly. And when you manage it properly, you can learn how to invest it. You can learn where to put your money to work for you. One thing that we have to understand is that we're not just working to get money. We're working to make our money work for us. And I don't think that everybody has that concept. I think that especially in our culture, and when I say our culture, I am referring to women, and I am referring to minorities as well, that a lot of times, you know, in the culture, we're taught to go to work, get a job, and you just go to work so that you can pay your bills, and not taught to take your money and invest it so that it can make money for you.
Amen. Amen.
What do you think, Coach Dean?
Well, I think that, yes, LaDon hit on a lot of good points because we're not taught or we haven't been taught or self-taught or researching to get the find out information. I think we should, you know, when there's a question, if we don't know, there's so much technology out there to know and to make a difference and to do whatever it takes to make a difference in our lives because credit does matter. Your credit does matter because that's a reflection of who you are, you know. So, you know, yes, everybody runs into hardship and everybody runs, you know, go into that, not willingly, or maybe it just happened. And we have to take responsibility and do something because it's not going to just disappear.
That's so true. And then, you know, when I think about single mothers, I think about, again, one of the things I think about is my own family. You know, I know there was so many people in my family, and I'm just being transparent, who would go out and get bills turned on in their children's name, and so now they have their children starting off with bad credit. And you can, you know, whoever's on the line, you can even relate this to spirit. You can relate to this spiritually as well, where you are just mismanaging what God has given you. And it's so unfortunate, because even when you relate it spiritually, when we mismanage the blessings that God has given us, we are now raising our children up with those same bad habits, that same bad credit that we have. And we may have inherited it from somebody else, you know, from our forefathers, our family that came before us. But like Coach Zipporah said, we are now in a place and time where we can educate ourselves both spiritually and financially. And like I said, so many different areas too, where we can educate ourselves. You have to come to a point where you say, this is not what I want for me. This is not what I want to leave behind as a legacy. And so what can I do to do something different, to start a new legacy?
Yes, and it starts with the individual, you know, to where they're at, where you are now, and if you want, you know, you want to make a difference. It's just getting the information, you know, I hope we provide some information for you to get on the road to recovery. And then acknowledging that you have a problem. If you have a spending problem, or you're not in the word enough, or whatever, if it's a spiritual decay, or if it's, you know, life decay, you know, what it is that you can be on the road to recovery and pulling your life back together, you know, or putting your life together, you know, if it wasn't together, you know. So that's what Woman is about, is just bringing you information to the body, and hopefully, you know, you can take the information and apply it in your life to do better. So,
Coach D, what do you think?
I am back, and I want to apologize to the listening audience on tonight. Not apologize for what's going on, but apologize that I've been multitasking. We had a gentleman that called in that was really in not a great place, and I want to thank Coach Shania, who stepped in and ministered to this young man who's dealing with homosexuality. And there's a whole lot of other details to that, but I just wanted to acknowledge that I was going back and forth trying to support her to make sure that she didn't, you know, need any assistance. So I am here. We are full force, and so I apologize that I did miss a portion of our conversation on tonight, but I know God is good, and we have to be prepared in and out of season. And tonight, we didn't expect that. That wasn't planned, but it happened. And that's what the nature of this show is, not only just about uniting our sisters, but because first and foremost, we are believers. When somebody's crying out, it is our job and it is our responsibility to be able to step in with the plan of salvation ready to go for that person who is lost and seeking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I am back, and again, I know that we were talking about basically kind of talking about, I got the part about kind of generational curses as we pass certain behaviors down to our children.
Yes.
Okay. And so if you guys can keep, I'll fall right in. I apologize, but I
it's all good. It's all good. And, well, basically, you know, when I taught on Saturdays, Possessing Land, is one of the things we talked about was credit and about getting back in line and being back in tune. And there is scriptures on that, you know, to get back. And, you know, whether you file bankruptcy, like myself, being transparent, I filed bankruptcy. I had debt that I needed to take care of. I have a house, and then the house was upside down, and no way I could pay for it, and then there was no work, and then, you know, bills backed up, and I wasn't able to pay for them, and I felt bad about not being able to take care of my debt. I tried to pay my debt. I made payment arrangements, but it was no way out of it. I was still going deeper and deeper into debt. And then the scripture opened up to me regarding bankruptcy. It's in the Bible. You know, whatever we need, I can say whatever we need or whatever we're going through, there's a scripture in the Bible. There's somebody, we're not the first one going through it. We won't be the last one to go through it. Somebody knows somebody that filed bankrupt. Somebody knows somebody that, you know, started over. You know, somebody knows somebody lost their job. Somebody knows that the medical bills was too high. They had to file bankruptcy. Everybody's been there. I felt bad because, you know, your name is your name, you know. You know, when you introduce yourself, your name's going to follow you the rest of your life. But I didn't want to file bankruptcy. It was my debt. I don't want to seem like I took something. I stole this, whatever I have that's on my credit, and I don't want to, you know, stand behind it and pay for it. I want something for nothing. But that wasn't my character. That wasn't me. So that's why it was hard for me to file bankruptcy. But when I did, it was like a whole new me. But I was forgiven because I asked God to forgive me, you know, for doing it and for, you know, not managing it. But then he said no condemnation because I wasn't the only one when the recession hit. Everybody was going back then. Everybody, there was people out there killing themselves. I know a couple of people killed themselves because they weren't able to provide. They weren't able to have income coming in. I know the Lord, so I know that this too shall pass if I can just stand, you know, on the word, and that's what I did. That's what was able to help me.
Well, you know, one thing, Coach Zipporah, what I found very interesting, and I don't know, others may know, but I didn't know, and I found it very interesting that the Bible talks about bankruptcy.
Yes. And bank credit.
the Bible talks about it, and I just thought that was like, wow, you know, because when we think about bankruptcy and bad credit and not keeping and borrowing, I mean, we think about borrowing and begging and all those things that we could get caught up in. Either we are victim of or we become victor, you know, but nevertheless, those things. But I was amazed today when I was studying that it is definitely definitely in the Bible, and it speaks about it. It also speaks about, you know, because when they were forming such bankruptcy, somebody has a lot of background noise, but I'm sure when they were forming the bankruptcy laws, it almost as if they took it from the word, because anybody that's ever filed bankruptcy, and I filed bankruptcy in 1990. I filed bankruptcy, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. But anybody who's filed bankruptcy know that they normally tell you you got to wait 7 years before you could establish anything. I'm not sure that that's really true, but that was the belief. That's what I was told. And the Bible speaks about after 7 years of basically a man being free of debt, releasing. It's a seven-year jubilee, so to say. So, like I said, I was really amazed that it speaks that. And I'm amazed that a world that is so against the commands of God, as we see it everywhere we look, is a world that's against the commands of God. I'm amazed to see that so many of the laws and so many of the initial standards were based on the word of God. So
yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have the scripture in front of me. I would like to give them the scripture where they can find it. It's in Deuteronomy, somewhere in that area.
15 chapters. Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, speaks about the year for canceling debt.
Okay.
So, I would just say go to Deuteronomy 15 chapter. I know for sure verses 1 through 28. But if I'm not mistaken, that whole 15th chapter talks about different things as it pertains to debt.
And life.
Debt and lending. And, you know, it's so funny because this must be something that is really going on in the spiritual realm, because I actually, on another one of our shows, we we talked about lending and borrowing, and it's and I found it amazing that according to the Word of God, that we're not even supposed to lend what we don't have, and when we do lend, it, once we lend it, once it leaves our hands, we're not even supposed to ask for our money back. And I was
All of that is in Deuteronomy. I was like, really, Lord? I was like, okay, that's because when you become the lender and not the borrower, you have so much to lend, you don't need to borrow. You don't need the money back because you want to put it out there in circulation and you look to God to replenish it. So,
right, and the person has their own responsibility. The person who borrows the money, they got a whole other set of rules from God that they're held accountable to. So it's not like a person is supposed to just borrow from you and not pay you back. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is just like when you pay tithes. Once you release it, once it comes out of your hands and you give it to whether it's a homeless person on the corner, whether it's pastor such and such on the pulpit, or whether it's loaned to somebody, once you do that, it's released from your hands. The person who then receives it is held accountable between that person and God that they do what they're supposed to do. If they're supposed to pay you back, that's between them and God. When they don't pay you back, it's really not an offense against you. It's an offense against God. And that's the Word of God that says that. So, same thing with time. You know, I hear people get, you know, I'm not going to pay a pastor time. He's driving a Rolls Royce and I'm in a Corolla. That's not none of your business. If he has Rolls Royce, if he has a mansion on a hill, because that really is none of our business. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. And then he's supposed to, or she's supposed to do what she or he is supposed to do. And that's not between me and that person. That's between them and God. And the same thing with borrowing. If I loan you money and you tell me you're going to pay me back and you don't. Now, I'm saying this from a spiritual standpoint. This is what we're supposed to do. Now, I'm not going to say that we don't get in the flesh sometimes. But I'm saying that according to the Word of God, we're not supposed to be harassing somebody to get the money back we lost.
Right. So my thing is that, let it go. Let it go. Let God handle it. That's how we're supposed to do it. Don't get it and then hound the person about. That's not God. That's not Jesus. Jesus wouldn't do that. He would give it and don't even look back because he never asked those guys when he healed their eyes, healed them, or, you know, delivered them. He never asked, what you going to do for me? He told them to go and be whole and go and, you know, and share the information with someone. He never asked them to, you know, now pay me a $500 and I'll heal your eyes. I'll give you, you know, take the leprosy away. You know, he freely gave it, you know. So we should freely, if we can lend it, but don't lend it out of your own household, but lend it, you know, if the person need a hand. Because one day you never know, you might need a hand. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, within your heart, when you lended it, you know, that you had it to lend. And you lend it unto God, and he will repay. Because, you know, those are the principles. He will take care of it. And if you know that you spend more of, you know, if you spent this on your credit card, pay the credit card. You know, this is a new now. Don't just go shopping just to be going shopping. If you got more than 5 shirts in your closet, you're blessed. You got more than enough. You know, 7 shirts, okay.
Can you please get up out of my business?
You know, you got more than enough. So don't go shopping until you wear everything that you got in your closet at least one time this month. If you haven't worn it in one time this month, you're going to have to bless somebody else that don't have anything in their closet. Or only have 2 or 3 things in their closet. Because we cannot take it with us. We cannot. And if you want to make a new you, you want to go into your life doing something different than what you did in the past, just try giving. And I just want, you know, if we just learn how to give out of our heart, and then we'll never be in lack. We'll never not have. But then God tests us to see if we're in lack, what will we do? Will we spend over it? Will we keep spending like we have it and don't have it? Or will we say, I don't need this. I need to pay my bill. Because the test is coming. And when I filed bankruptcy, the test came. test was coming. And I was like, nope, this is not a need, this is a want. And I want my FICO score to be 850, you know. And I thank God today it went from a 5, and now I'm at a 733. I'm able to walk into the dealership and sign my name with no money down on a car with a low interest rate. $325 a car note. But God, because he blesses those that you know that wants to do right. I want to do right, and he knows our heart. He can't say I want to do right, Lord, and go out here and not do what he says. So with that, I just want the listening audience to know that no condemnation. Our God is a forgiving God. We have to repent and turn and repent and change our bad habits into good habits. And the only way you can do that is repetitiously changing your bad habit to good habits. Because the enemy is going to come and test you. Our life is full of tests. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you be tested no matter what. You want to cuss. You want to cuss somebody out. You want to say it now. But then you got to think. You say you're supposed to get count to 8, count to 10. And say, okay, no, I'm not going there with you. I know what spirit you're operating in right now. You're trying to take me there, but I'm not going there with you. But Jesus is Lord, and I'm sorry that's what you feel, and you just move on. That's how you deal with conflict. That's how you deal trying to stay on the right road. You know, there's going to be people come in your life, and they're going to test you, so you just have to bless them, forgive them, move on. You know?
Amen.
So,
amen.
And that's the bank. That's the bank. Conversation that we want to have with you guys to let you know that you can do it and you can start over with no condemnation.
So I want to ask you a question which covers the bad credit, because you spoke of, and I don't want to just take for granted that the ladies listening and know what a FICO score. I mean, you know, you hear about it, you think everybody know about it, but people really... they know about it, but do they really understand it? Can you just explain just briefly what is a FICO score? I mean, people heard about it, but I'm not sure that they really understand what it is.
Okay, FICO score is accumulated of your debt and how you pay your debt. With credit cards, cars, mortgages, anything that you credit worthy. So there's three different bureaus. There's TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. There's three bureaus. And each credit line that you get applies to one of the three bureaus. So if you got a MasterCard from Bank of America, they deal with Experian. You get a car, they deal with Equifax or TransUnion. So if you got a credit card, they deal with Equifax. So they might deal with all three. So we're accumulating that interest of all the different credit cards you have or all the different credit lines you have is consolidated into points. And who runs your credit is insurance companies, jobs, banks, or whoever you're trying to get a loan from runs your credit. Jobs, federal, state level, they run your credit. Banks run your credit if you're trying to work for a bank. Everybody run your credit and run your background. And, you know, when they do a background check on you, they see your credit too. So the credit is who you are. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people, we need to teach our children, your credit is who you are. So you want to teach them about credit so when they grow up at 50, they don't have to start all over. They can keep it at a minimum. If they can't pay it off, they don't get it, you know. If they're going to use the credit, knowing that 2 months is going to be paid off. And then establishing good credit. So that's what runs your FICO score. And the top score now is 900. So between 5 or 4, or not even on the scale, to 900. So then you know where you have to be and where you need to be practicing to get the credit together. even at 733, I'm a little closer than when I was at 5 to get to the 9. But I'm much better, but it didn't happen overnight. It's steps you have to take, the decisions you have to make, and discipline. You have to be disciplined. because there's so many things you could do once you get a credit card. Once you get a credit card for $5,000, oh, I could take a trip. No, you can't. If you can't pay for it, cash. If the cash ain't sitting in the savings account and you didn't plan for it, no, you can't take a trip. So stuff like that, you're going to be questioning, things going to come at you like that. So that it all runs off your credit scores, and that's what accumulates a score, how you pay your bill.
Well, you know what, Coach D, you do seminars. Can you just tell the listening audience a little bit about the seminars that you do that prepare people and help people get ready for people that's looking to buy homes? That you do seminars,
oh, yeah,
and you have programs that you know about that people could go to that assist them with down payments, and share that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. I do home buyer seminars. The home buyer seminars are called Possessing the Land. And we do a show. We take the show on the road. Possessing the Land show is teaching people how to get back in line of possessing the land what God had created us to do, to have dominion over this land through home ownership, through life, you know, in life, you know, whether you want to own a home or you just want to just rent, but you just want to get back in line with what God has purpose for you to do. So we teach them how to, we have credit seminars, we have a home buyer, first-time home buyer seminars, there's first-time home buyers programs where there's $15,000 or $10,000, depending on what city you're in, to purchase a home. It's score-driven, so you have to have at least a 640 to get this money. And a lot of people don't know that, but then a lot of people, I have a couple of ladies at 620, so they're just 20 points away from being able to be a homeowner. You know, we started the process a year ago, and it's coming up on that time where they can't own a home this year. So I'm happy about that and pleased to tell you about that. And then, you know, last year, a 21-year-old bought her condo last year. So, and then this guy, he bought his house. His first-time house. He bought in Carson for $500,000. So pleased to tell about that, single parent. And so the program works, but you got to be disciplined to work the program and to stick with it and be sincere. And if you're sincere, I'm sincere, and I help fight good fight to put you in position to home ownership. And our next one is going to be in April. And I'll let Coach D know when and where it's going to be. Most likely it's going to be in Los Angeles area, maybe Carson or in L.A. But we will be having one in April.
Great. And I will. If anyone that's listening in, what I want to do is, Minister LaDon, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, I know you. What I'm thinking what we would want to do, I think right now what we're going to do is I would like to open up the lines and give the listening audience an opportunity to ask questions, make a comment, if you need prayer, whatever that is, we want to give you an opportunity to do that at this time. Our special guest, Coach Zipporah, was on the line, and she had gave some good information. If you have any questions for her as it pertains to credit or home buying, real estate, general contracting, any of those, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. Again, you could dial 1 on your dial pad. That's if you're listening in via phone. If you're listening in via the Internet, you would have to actually call into the studio, and that number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that is area code 646-721-9678. If you have any questions for the panel, we do have a caller that has a question. Area code 562, last 4-5-4-8-9, and I'm going to put her out there. This is my BFFFFFL. We have been friends since we were kids, and and she's listening in all tonight. So anyway, hey girl.
Hey girl, can you hear me?
We can.
All right. Well, you know, I came in a little late tonight, but I want to say hi to everybody. But I really I love the comment about credit, because I'm going to get a little gutty real quick. I really have a problem with my sisters who get the income tax in February, go buy a car you can't afford, and by May or June, you ain't got one. You know, I just say, like you say, get your, you know, your get your stuff in line, because we all have rainy days. Things do happen. But if you go out and purchase something that you know you cannot pay for come June or July, why purchase it? It amazes me that people live in government housing and drive Mercedes. I work for mine, and I don't have one. I'm not mad. I love that everybody do what they got to do, but I know I can't afford one. So I don't have these things. But I'm always willing to help and listen, because if we do less talking we can hear things and learn. But it's so sad that I see this happen all the time, and then they boo-hooing about how they don't have a car. Well, why would you go buy a car that you couldn't afford? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You know, but life is life, and people got to do what they got to do.
Sorry.
They got to do what they got to do. So, you know, I live with it, and I listen to it. Sometimes I don't listen to it because I don't want to hear it. Because you knew when you did that purchase, it wasn't a good purchase, knowing you don't have that money, knowing that you might have a graduate come this June, knowing that you have a car that's still drivable, but you know you have these things that are coming up, and then everybody's like, oh, I don't have any money. Like they said, don't stress out when you're upside down in your house. Steve Harvey said, let it go. Release that. If you be positive, you'll get another. But knowingly to put yourself out there, I don't get it. I don't get it. And as us, as like we say, as women, who have to be sometimes a lot of the backbone to say no, 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 some of us is jumping over that fence and jumping in them weeds and be like, you know, now you're sad because you don't have the car and all this. We have to make better decisions when it comes to our money and how we using those taxpayer money. Like you said, if I got a new credit card, I can't go on a vacation because I might not have something come up and I don't have nothing to pay for. But you should enjoy your life, true enough. But you have to prepare for it. So I say to my friends, let's get in line because, you know, we all want a house. We all want to, you know, leave something to our children in a positive way, you know. And if we're showing them that, you know, you get paid and go shopping as soon as you get your paycheck, but you didn't take care of the bills, the little cell phones you have, your little car insurances, and mommy got to bail you out, that's not fair. So we got to teach, we got to get in line to teach our younger women to come up to be in line with us.
Amen. Well, we thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, well, thank you, ladies, for having this show every Tuesday. It's so inspirational. I do forget sometimes because I be busy, but I tell you, I feel bad when I miss because I be like, ooh, what they talking about this Tuesday? So I hope we can get a lot more people to listen to this show because it's a great show. And you guys be blessed and take care.
Well, thank you for your support.
Thank you so much.
And let your friends and folks know about us on Tuesday night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, that
good night.
That is so true. What the caller said about us not, you know, just spending away, you know, some and people got different ways that they, you know, even when you overspending, you know, one thing is people the lack of knowledge. You know, I believe that the lack of knowledge is one of the reasons for abundant spending. But then the other thing is that that's a coping mechanism for some people. Like some people overeat. Some people really have a shopping habit. And it's not shopping based on need. It's just that's the way they deal with stress. And it's still, whatever it is, it's still something that's not conducive to productivity, you know. So it's definitely something you want to take a look at. You know, if you're shopping because you're dealing, you know, with stress, or you're not happy here, so you go shopping because that makes you happy. Spending money, so definitely.
Yes.
One of the things I do want to say, and now I'm going to turn the floor over to Minister Ladon. We definitely went into different directions on tonight, but one of the things I want to say is that one of the things my parents taught us, me and my siblings, is that, a rich man is not rich from the standpoint that a rich man could pull $1 million out of his pocket. A rich man is rich because of his credibility. And that always stuck in my mind as an adult.
Yes.
I was told that probably in my early 20s. And after that, that really stuck in my mind, and I understood the concept of that. And I think that when we know better, we do better, even in teaching our kids.
Yes.
Some of us may have had kids when we were young, and we could tell by what we taught our kids in our young adult life than what we're teaching them now as we gain knowledge and wisdom. And so we know that knowledge unapplied is nothing, but knowledge applied is wisdom. And now we can pass this with. I have two sons. I have a son that just turned 30 a couple of days ago on March the 10th, and I have a son that will be 14 on July. I can honestly say that the parent that I was with my 30-year-old when he was a little boy is not the same parent that I am today with my getting ready to be 14-year-old, because my knowledge, my wisdom, the things I know now, I have so much more to offer the 14-year-old as it pertains to life and wisdom and experience than I did with the 30-year-old, where I was still a young adult. I was still in my 20s and still raring and going, and that was B.C., before Christ. So I think we as parents, especially young parents, if you're listening in on tonight, this is some wisdom that's going forth, and we need to, think about our kids, because one of the things is that the seeds you sow, they will grow. The seeds you sow will grow. And what I'm learning is that I'm spending a whole lot of time plucking up at the root seeds that I sow that I don't want to grow, that's taking root. I can see the budding of them. And I have to take responsibility because of the simple fact that it was seeds that I sowed either through my actions, through my words, and now I'm finding myself having to pluck those seeds up for my kids. And now, a lot of parents, all of a sudden, you arrive. You went through your life. You arrive. You are where you are now. And now you act, excuse the language, but this is what the young kids say, is now you act brand new. Because now you don't understand why your kids is doing what they do. And I can remember complaining to my parents about my kids were doing something, one of my sons, and I said, I just don't understand. And they looked at me, and they said, do we want to sit down? Should we go over a list of what you was doing at that age? And I was like, ooh. I'm sure she could speak to that, having four young women. Having four young women now, I'm sure she could speak to that. And so, Minister Ladon, you still there?
I'm here. I'm gonna do something a little different, because I love, even though the topic went in a whole different direction, it still is on, it's right on time. The information is right on time, and the information is rich. And I mean that to say that the principles that you can apply to currency are the same principles that you need to apply spiritually. When we talk about good credit, when we talk about bankruptcy, when we talk about bad credit, when we talk about habits, those things all go back to integrity. And I always say that it doesn't matter if you give your word to somebody, it really doesn't matter what your word means to somebody else if it doesn't mean anything to you.
Mm.
You can go through life, you can say, I promise I'll do this, I promise I'll do that, or this time I'll, you know, especially when you talk about credit, this time I'll take care of it. This time I'll do the things that I'm supposed to do. And then you get in that desperate moment and you're still operating in those bad habits. What needs to change is your integrity level. And your integrity is not what everybody thinks that their integrity is important to the person that they're dealing with, but your integrity has to be important to you. Your integrity has to mean something to you, because if it doesn't mean anything to you, it's not going to matter how many times you give your word out. It's not going to matter how many times you promise. It's not going to matter how many times you think you say, this time will be different. And so you'll always walk around with bad credit. Your credit may start off good. Your credit, and this is spiritually and, of course, financially. Your credit may start off good. You get into a new situation. You get into a new relationship, and, you know, everything's going good. Everything's going great. And then you get to that time where you get a little sketchy with your word. You get a little sketchy with your actions, you know, just a little sketchy. And so you have your credit score goes down a little bit. Not too much, but just a little bit. But the more you practice these bad habits, your credit score goes down, 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 until you left with credit that doesn't, it would be better if you had no credit. Because now you're trying to come away from bad credit. And it is extremely hard, like, Coach DeForest said, it's hard to come away from bad credit. It's not impossible, but it's harder, much more hard, to come away from bad credit than it is to keep your word, keep your actions. Make it mean something to you, because when it means something to you, the same, just like Coach D said, you can walk around and have credit with everybody. When you can have credit with yourself, when your integrity means something to you, it'll make changes and it'll create rich deposits everywhere that you walk in life. And so that's what I'd like to leave our sisters with this evening.
Good.
Amen.
Amen. Definitely rich. Well, I see that guys, I don't want to be just calling different people out. We have quite a bit of listeners. I see quite a bit of family on the phone, our fellow leaderships and ministers and coaches. And I want to just be really quick, because we are coming towards the end of our show. And I tell you, nothing's by mistake, because we had a plan, you know. Myself and Coach LaDon, we host this show every Tuesday, and we had a plan. You know, we had a little hiccup, and we had a plan on how we wanted to do this. But don't we know that if you have a plan, God got another plan that'll supersede your plan? So God stepped in and did what he wanted to do, and for whatever reason he wanted to do it, and sometimes we don't even understand why, and I don't think it's even important that we know why things went the way they went. So with that being said, I want to bring one of our sisters on who helped us defuse a fire that could have burnt a forest. But I just want to bring her in and see if she has any thoughts on what she's been hearing on tonight. She is a life coach. And she also is having an event that's coming up in July. She does Wind Shop. And people say, what does that mean, Coach D? What does Wind Shop mean? That is her me only as it pertains to workshops. So, Coach Shania, do you have anything that you would like to say quickly in reference to anything that you've heard on tonight?
Absolutely, Coach D, and I thank you so much. And this may be a prelude to another segment. But, you know, as I was listening to all of what was shared on so many different levels, and I thank you all for the richness, what I really connected with was I said, you know what, we haven't really dealt with the root
cause. LaDon touched on it as to why someone would get into financial straits, as to why someone would, you know, walk out of integrity. And it really brought me to this place of individuals are emotionally bankrupt. And because they are emotionally bankrupt and they are lacking in their emotional bank accounts, we get cars that we know we can't afford because we're trying to impress people that could care less. We're getting, you know, things that we can't afford because we are trying to feel an emptiness in our soul. We're trying to mask something that is deeper. And so I just wanted to encourage your listening audience in these few moments, and I know you have to bring the show to a close, that all of those things that we're seeking from the outside in, we have to go internally on the inside and allow ourselves to be filled up from our source, because none of those things matter when you know who you are in Him. And if we've made those mistakes, it's okay. Redemption. Our God is a forgiving God. But we have to deal with the root cause. Like our sister came in and said, folks buying cars that they know they can't afford because they feel like if I don't have one, I'm less than. What will people think? So I got to fight to get something that I can't afford. But when you know who you are, it doesn't matter. You can hear people saying whatever, but you're okay because you know who I am. And like Coach Z said, learning to be disciplined and to grow in greater habits when you're not seeking your power from the inside, from the outside in, versus knowing who you are from inside out. I had to say that quickly. I apologize if I went over time, but I thank you for allowing me to share. And again, it may be another segment that you bring in, that root cause of why are we bankrupt? Why are our relationships breaking up? The why.
Good. Yes. The why.
Yes. Amen. Now, Coach Z, you wanted to give, for those that are looking, that's listening in, if you are looking to find the steps, the process to getting your credit back on track, if you are looking to purchase a home, and you want to know what programs are out there, you know, if you already are at a 640 and you're trying to figure out what programs are out there, or if you have not made it to a 640 and you're trying to figure out how do I, what really matters, you know, what matters, what brings your score down, what brings your score up. The coach wants to leave her phone number so that that if you have those questions and you're looking, she will be more than glad to assist you. Coach Zipporah, if you want to give your contact information.
Yes, I will, to the listening audience. My phone number is 951-492-8370. 951-492-8370, and the email address is possessingthelandshow@gmail.com. possessingthelandshow@gmail.com, and you can always get it from Processing the Pain email address too, and they have it in the Rolodex.
And woman to woman.
Thanks for listening.
And,
woman to woman.
And, you know, and then, you know, I don't know if you all, we have listeners that listen every week, Minister LaDon, you know, to myself and Minister LaDon on Woman to Woman. And I don't even know, Minister LaDon, if they know, I don't know if our weekly listeners even know that you have a consulting firm, a consulting business, you know, because you never know. We never know who's listening in. We never know. That's why networking is so important. You know, would you be willing to share with the listening audience what it is that you do, that maybe there's somebody out there that's looking for training, you know, that's looking to be trained, that's looking to be provoked and motivated?
Definitely. What I do is I consult with small businesses and nonprofits. If you're looking to grow your business, if you're looking to grow your nonprofit or start a business or start a nonprofit, you can hit me up on woman to woman, or you can email me at LadonDeedy@gmail.com, LadonDeedy@gmail.com, and that's LadonDeedy@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, LaDon Skeeters, and just let me know. But I have this program where we go into a business, and within 90 days, you'll see a guaranteed result.
Woo! See, sisters, we got some powerhouses on the phone. You know, we got, you know,
amen.
You guys are listening to Minister LaDon every week on Tuesday. This is her show. You listen to her every week. Did you even know that? We got powerhouses. This is what it's about. This is what woman to woman is about. It is undeserving. You know, I found out, and I'm not going to keep this much longer because I know we're towards the end of the show, but one of the things I found out, a friend of mine asked me if I could be submissive, and that word is thrown out so much, so when I was asked, could I be submissive, I was slow to answer because I thought it was a trick question. This is a trick question, let me answer slowly. And I said, well, that just depends on what your perception of submission is and what mine is. And so the conversation was, let me know, what do you consider submission? And then I'll let you know what I consider submission, and then we'll, you know, it depends. And so, of course, I don't know if I'm the only one. I'm sure it's many others that when we hear the word submission, we think of it as being somebody being lord over. We're thinking of being settled. We're thinking of being lower than. And you normally think about submission when you think about submission in a husband and wife situation, where it's not. Submission, when you join a church and you decide to make that man a God or that woman a God, you're covering. You have to submit to their authority. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say is that I went to Webster Dictionary because everybody that knows Denise knows that she will do a word study in a moment. So I went to Webster Dictionary and I got the definition of submission, which was exactly what we were all thinking. But guess what? I took it a step further, and I decided I wanted to know what the Greek word for submission was and what it meant. And I tell you, I was blown away because what it meant, and I wanted to know that because Webster didn't write the Bible. So I wanted to know what was the original word in the Bible. What was it before it got translated, before it got diluted? And come to find out, submission, according to the Greek word, which was, I think, and I might be saying this wrong, so I will follow up, but I think it was like lamatos or something like that was the Greek word. And they had three actual Greek words. I mean, it was the Greek word for submission meant to undergird, to get up under and support. A perfect example of that to give you a better picture. If you know anything about the Old Testament, when God had the people, Aaron them, lift his hand, lift the man of God's hand to support him, to give him strength, and that's what submission meant. And I thought, wow, I know a lot of people don't know that, and if they knew that, then submission would be so much easier. So I'm saying all that to say as we close out, don't just assume what a word means. Find out if you're not sure that you're sure that you're sure that you know, find out what it means. Because you may not be doing something simply because it's kichi-kichi to you. You don't understand it. You don't get a picture. Because when people say certain things to you, when people speak words to you, it should automatically draw a picture. It should automatically draw. You should be able to get a picture, a perception of what somebody's saying. Because if you don't get a perception, you can't do it. You cannot do it. So with that being said, we just really appreciate everyone that listened in on tonight. We thank you for your continued support. We pray that you, that something was said tonight that blessed you, that stuck in your conscious mind, and that you will be able to take whatever was said that blessed you and you will be able to move on it and see drastic results. And we just pray that you'll stay tuned and join us next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In the meantime, we have 3 shows weekly. We have Monday night's Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Tuesdays, of course, is Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and myself at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And then also on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have Processing the Pain with myself, Coach D. And we love you. We appreciate you. We are looking forward to continuing to grow this network of sisterhood by breaking down the strongholds and the walls that keep us from bonding and uniting. Minister LaDon, I don't know if you want to close us out of here on a prayer.
Sure thing, sis. Father God, we come before your throne and we thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word that goes forth and it does not come back void and without the power to convert, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the conversion process, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that as your word goes forth, Father, that things start to happen, things start to take shape, things start to move, Father God. And all that you're looking for us to do, Lord Jesus, is to believe and to act, Father God, to believe and to act. Act on what you are calling us to do. Act on those blessings that you have placed before us. Act on the purpose that you've placed inside of us, Lord Jesus. So we thank you as women, as sisters, as daughters of the Most High, that you are calling us to another place. You're restructuring and reshaping us to act on being the queens that you've called us to be. We praise you, yes. We give you glory, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it down low for him.
Songs of love.